Gus Malzahn back in Auburn, Alabama. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Barn Social Hour. My name's Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. Graham, let's just hop right into it. There's been reports out today that Gus Malzahn attended practice. And it
had
raised
a scrimmage today.
Yeah, we had a scrimmage.
Injured here, they were practicing.
Yeah, because they're trying to get build up to A-Day, which we'll get into that in a little bit. But it raised the question, and everyone was like, hey, Gus is hanging around Golish a lot since he's, you know, retired and gotten back into, you know, Lee County. And, you know, he has a place at the lake, lives not too far from my parents, actually, over at Lake Martin. And everyone's thinking, well, he'll just, tire at the lake, and that's that. And then the report came out that he's a part of the college football playoff committee this year, and then you turn around and he's in Auburn, and apparently he's moving to Auburn. According to Golish, he said he's going to be a great asset to have around for sure. So everyone's like, so what does this mean? Do I think he's joining the staff? No, I don't. I don't think. Graham, what are your thoughts?
No, not at all. I mean, not, I don't, he wouldn't join staff in the way of calling stuff on the field or anything like that.
Right.
Now, obviously, look, Gus Malzahn loves Auburn, loves it. And clearly that's, if he's moving back to Auburn to live here, like probably for forever, unless he decides to go back to coaching, which I don't think he will, but, he's back in Auburn. And so I think that's really telling about how much he loves this place, and just and clearly if he's coming around the program, to this point and wants to be around Golish, wants to be around this football program, that's an awesome step. And so maybe down in, if Gus gets bored at home in his retirement and he wants to, just be in the building, and work in like a managerial role or, something like that.
Yeah.
I could see that happening down the road. Now, I'm not saying that's imminent, but I think that would be a fun thing, a cool thing to have him back in the building and working at Auburn again in some form or fashion. Like I said, it would not be on the field related or anything like that. It would be strictly like front office work.
Yeah.
But I think it would be cool. Around. But no, he's not joining Golish's staff right now.
No. Yeah. And it would be cool to see that happen. I personally think we jumped the gun on firing him too quick. That's just me. But I think
a lot of Auburn fans would agree with you there.
Yeah, I would take an 8-4 Gus season right now. And everyone's going to be like, or at least opposing fan bases, well, 8-4 is, the best Auburn can do. Well, we've had success in the past, but the past couple of years, if you, were to see a path that says 8-4 compared to the last 5 years, I take the 8-4 path all day, every day. No question about it. So
did we fire him in 2020? I think we did.
I think so. I believe so.
I think we did. I would take 5 straight years of 8-4 since 2020 than the last 5 that we had with the previous 2 coaches.
I agree.
I would take 5 straight 8-4 seasons with Gus Malzahn compared to the last 5 coaching seasons we've had.
If you were to tell me that I get the choice of going back in time, being like, prevent them firing Gus Malzahn, or go down the path of, you get Potato Boy and Incompetence USA and Harsin and Freeze. I would take the Malzahn path any day for sure to get those, to get more wins at least and have more success in the past 5 years. That's just me though. I don't know if anyone else would disagree with that, but I think a lot of people are going to agree with us in saying that I think Malzahn was let go too quick, but that's just me. But I would like to see him, it, like you're saying, he won't be like a coordinator. He won't be calling any plays or anything, obviously. But him having a presence in the building, he's still a good mind, like football mind, to have around in the building. And I think that would be cool to see. Will it happen? I doubt it. I doubt it, but who knows? Yeah, that's right. Who knows? In this world of college
football, I don't think it would happen anytime soon.
No, nothing surprises me anymore, though. It's just, you never know.
That is also true.
You never know. In this world of college football, you never know. But I think it would be cool to see him at practices periodically. I'm sure he was just there visiting I know that he, I think it was last night or the night before, he posted that him and Christy were at Waffle House in Auburn, which was like,
were they actually?
I think so. I think so. According to this post, I'll try to send it to you.
So awesome.
There's a picture of them like getting a selfie in Waffle House. So I thought that was cool. Cause as far as I know, there's none in Elmore County. I know there's plenty in Lee County, but I don't know about Elmore. But yeah, I'm happy he's back at least around. I think it's cool to see. And who knows? Like we said, we don't know if he's going to be on staff or not. I don't think he will be anytime soon. But yeah, he would,
it's just good that he's going to be in Auburn. I mean, yeah, like just I love like him. Like we saw him at the basketball game not too long ago. Mm-hmm. It might have been the first round of the NIT or second round of the NIT or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then him obviously moving back to Auburn and then also now showing his face around the football facility. That's awesome. I'm really excited for that.
Yeah. I think as far as like having older, you know, player, you know, former players rather coming back and, you know, visiting is one thing, but having a coach that, you know, was let go says a lot about not only who he is as a person, but the university like embracing and turning, you know, a new page, if you will, in this chapter of the Auburn football program of like, yeah, everyone that was involved, you know, that didn't, you know, suck, come back and hang out and come give us input on how, you know, what we can do better. And I like it. And hopefully they're around an A-Day. That would be cool to see for sure.
Like you just said, I mean, he got fired from Auburn, yet still wants to be around Auburn. Like that says a lot about him being like, yeah, this place fired me, but I still want to be back here. It's awesome. It shows one, I think it shows you how wonderful of a place Auburn is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, heck, from what I've heard, our previous coach is still living in Auburn.
Yes. Yeah. You're not wrong.
And so, I mean, and like, there's no hate there. I just like, it just shows how great of a place Auburn is. And that's, including the school.
Yeah, I think Gus is more socially accepted than Hugh Freeze right now.
100%. 100%.
If I were a betting man. But yeah, again, it's cool to see him around, and I'm hoping he'll you know, stick around for A-Day and who knows what. Yeah,
Golish had some quotes or quotes from his presser today I have right here about Gus. So obviously Alex Golish had Gus Mazzon was at Auburn scrimmage today. He said, quote, super grateful. Golish said of Malzahn's return and growing relationship, which I mean that's awesome that Golish is acknowledging that and real and acknowledging that Gus can be a tool. He can be like, you know, someone to look like to talk to about this job because Gus spent what 7 years of his life coaching this job, took Auburn to a national championship, won an SEC championship, won a national championship as a OC.
Yeah.
When I said 7 years, I meant as head coach. Obviously, he was here before that.
Right.
As well. But that this is going to be a great resource and tool for Golish to go talk to Gus about whatever he needs. You know what I mean? Like, so like, Gus knows the fan base. He knows the, like, how the boosters work. He knows all that. So if Golish ever is like, you know, questioning something or feeling bad about something or needs some help in any, you know, form or facet of the Auburn football program, he's got Gus to go to now. And I think that's really important.
Yeah. And not only is he great, like former coach. And like you said, people forget that he was the offensive coordinator in the national championship team in 2010. A lot of people look over that. And then I think he left for Arkansas State like the year after that or 2 years after that. I can't remember. And then came back. Yeah,
I think so. Got his head coaching job and then came back to Auburn.
But in regards to him being a good coach, that's one thing, but he's just a good person to have around in general. He's a good person in like overall in life. And that's somebody that you want around in the building. You want around the locker room, and it'll help build a good culture. And that is what Golish and company are trying to do. So it's really cool to see that. And I'm hoping that will carry over not only to this season, but future seasons. And hopefully Golish can find success here and, you know, have Malzahn is kind of like a, you know, a stepping stone for that. I think that would be really cool. To see that brotherhood take place.
I've got one more quote about Golish and Malzahn. This is another quote from Golish about Malzahn. Quote, I met Gus when I was at USF and he was at UCF. For me, a guy that's done it at a high level, I have no ego in this thing. If there's someone who has done this with success, I'm all ears. He loves this place, however it all shook out. So that's kind of exactly what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
How like he knows that, like, look, he's been successful at Auburn, and he was the last coach to be successful at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
We've had two coaches since, and he was the last one to do anything type of successful here. So yeah, you got to listen to the guy, because he knew what he was doing here. And so it's going to be, and obviously the college football world has changed drastically since Gus's time.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's still someone that you got to listen to and take advice from. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Totally different landscape for sure. You know who else is good to take advice from, Graham? Us, in regards to AUShirts.com. Go to AUShirts.com and get all the gear from all the shows that you love at the barn. You see the shirts and the hoodies and the hats there. There's also some mugs as well on the website that you can check out. New styles are added weekly. We're working on some other designs as well. I've been talking to some people that have DM'd me asking if we're going to be at A-Day, saying like, hey, I got this, I'm going to be wearing it. So if you, order off this and you want to wear it at A-Day, please do. And we'd love to see you if you're around. So again, that's AUShirts.com, AUShirts.com, to find all your favorite gear from thebarn.com.
Go to buyauburn.com and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere, all over the country. If you're an Auburn fan and you want to go support Auburn fans who also have companies, go to buyauburn.com and you can find them right there. And if you have your own company and you're an Auburn fan, go over to buyauburn.com and sign up today, and you can get your company on the website, and so that all these Auburn fans all over the country can see that you are an Auburn fan and can come support you. For an example, if you're heading down to Atlanta for the, or I guess up, but if you're heading to Atlanta for the Auburn Baylor game in the fall, and you need a place to go eat or bar to go to before the game, go to Auburn, go to buyauburn.com and see if there's any restaurants or bars in the area that's supported and owned by an Auburn fan. Go support them. It's a great way to just, support the Auburn family, support each other. Go to buyauburn.com today. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool concept. I really do like that website. Again, that's buyauburn.com. If you are a business owner that is from Auburn or graduated from Auburn, please check that out. It would be really cool to see that grow for sure. Again, that is buyauburn.com. And I'm glad we can get through ads this time without the cameo of Carl Weezer.
Yeah.
Dude, that is unreal. That is Jimmy. I can't even do it. I'm like trying not to laugh. Oh my God. I used to be able to do it really well. But moving on to, in regards to A-Day, they were asking Golis, obviously about Miles Zahn being back, and also about A-Day, because they were doing a scrimmage again in Jordan-Hare to kind of get acclimated to the stadium and the looks and everything. Obviously it'll be different, environment once it's packed out on A-Day, but it made me laugh, and I wanted to share this because it's too funny, and it just makes me love Alex Golis even more, because it's the type of coach that in person that he is. He's just like a get it done, straight to the point kind of guy. No fluff or BS in his quotes. It's just like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. I'm gonna get right to the point. So this is from Nathan King on X, Nathan King 24/7. Alex Golis gave his pitch for fans for A-Day. It's football in the spring in Auburn, Alabama. What the hell else do you want?
He ain't wrong.
I agree. It just makes me laugh too, because he is just like, yeah, what about it? Love it. I love it. And I really do think people are going to show out for sure. I think it'll be a good opportunity, one, to see what this roster looks like now. And we've gotten an opportunity to go to a practice and see it firsthand. And I like the energy this team brings. And I think that Golis will have, obviously they're going to treat it like in a normal practice. I don't think they're going to, do anything for entertainment purposes on this, because I know some teams like to do that, but I don't think Golis is that kind of guy. He's just going to, resume as normally scheduled, and the only thing that's different is you have fans watching it, so that's exciting. Yeah, and I can't wait.
I mean, I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, like, dude, I've
been counting the days down.
I've had it circled on my calendar. I'm excited to see everyone there. I'm excited to be there, but I'm excited to see. So again, if you're listening or watching and you're going to be at A-Day in Auburn, we will be there. We're still trying to figure out some details on where we're going to be, as far as the barn goes.
There will be a spot that we will all be. Where that is coming.
Yeah,
you just TBD. Haven't gotten a spot.
Yeah,
confirmed yet, but we will 100% will have a spot somewhere where we will be. So,
yeah, I think the
once we know, we'll get out there.
Yeah, I think the consensus is we're about 90% sure where it's going to be. It's just getting it finalized, and that's the other 10% that we're waiting on. So once we figure that out, we will let you guys know. I'm sure there'll be a post about it if you don't hear it from here. So, but yeah, I'm very, very excited to see what the team brings this A-Day. It's going to be very exciting. I'm very, you know, obviously we got to see it in practice, Byram throwing to the receivers, but I'm excited for these fans to see the chemistry that they have firsthand. It's going to be fun to see, as well as our, I guess, I wouldn't say it's revamped running back room. I feel like, obviously, you know, you have Cobb stay, but you have like some new faces that for sure it'll, I'm hoping we'll show off the depth of our running back room. And I think fans will not be
disappointed. I'd say it's revamped.
Yeah. There, I know we have like two returners
and then we got like three other really good running backs.
So I guess it is revamped.
I mean, we lost someone who left the team on us, which is,
yeah.
I mean, and then we're gaining more good guys. I'd say that's revamped.
Yeah, I'm just saying in terms of like Jeremiah Cobb's going to be the starter more than likely. So that's who. I mean, you're going to see some familiar faces as well, some new faces. So it's going to be fun to for everyone to get to witness that in person. And I'm just excited. I think it's going to be, the energy is going to be great this weekend for sure in Auburn. And, you know, obviously, you know, we're still waiting on, you know, confirmation where we're going to be at, but regardless, it's going to be fun. So again, regardless if you're, you know, at the spot where we're going to be, or if you see me, Graham, or both of us, you know, walking around Auburn, please come say hello. We'd love to meet you guys and shake hands and, you know, do whatever we need to do. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see everybody and hang out for sure. As far as non-A-Day stuff goes, we're still waiting to hear about some more basketball transfers. I know, I think there's someone visiting this weekend, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's the Troy guard. But before we get too deep into this, I want to bring up a couple more things about A-Day.
Yeah, real quick.
Just some of the stuff Golish said in his presser today about A-Day that I have pulled up right here.
Yeah.
He said, Alex Gold said the A-Day will be offense first defense. He said the offense and defense will gain points based on productions, whether it's touchdowns, field goals, big plays, sacks, turnovers, etc. He said we will play it like it's a real game. So that's just kind of, you know, how what it's going to feel like. Obviously, it's going to be offense on one side of the, you know, field, defense on the other sideline, and we'll play it like a game. So that'll be exciting. Golish said about Byram, he said that he's his best. His best stuff is when he's not in an orange jersey. Obviously, that's a non-contact jersey. Mm-hmm. And you won't see that until you go play, obviously, against Baylor. He goes on to say that that's where Byram's comfort zone is, and that's where all of his energy comes from. Golish also added, I think this is important, he also added that Byram's situational awareness this year is on a complete another level compared to last year. So that's really, really exciting. Let's see if there's anything else. So, yeah, Golish said also about A-Day. He said, our players, it will be big for them. We need that. We need a crowd noise. We need things going for us to get a full live rep at it. He said, it'll be a fun day. And then this is the quote that you said. It's football in the spring in Auburn, Alabama. What the hell else do you want? So it's going to be, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I love him. I did see too that he did say that this was the best practice that the offense had so far, I think, as far as.
He did say the energy was low. Like he said that the energy was not great today, like just in general. He did say the offense looked better than previous practices, but he was still he still didn't like their energy. I don't think energy will be a problem on A-Day because like you said, there will be fans in the stadium.
Yeah, people are going to feed off that. People
are going to be wanting to make plays, and so there won't be any short of energy. We're at the point of spring training where like you're almost done with spring training. You've already been in it for like 3 weeks now. So energy is kind of dwelled because people are starting to get a little more banged up, tired, all that stuff. So not super shocking, but yeah.
Yeah. And I hope, I doubt it, but it's, you know, considering he's been hanging around Golish lately, we could see Gus there too. So that would be fun to see. Again, he is not on the staff as far as we know. But he's just, he's just hanging out and kind of being Golish's, like, you know, I guess advice almost, like, hey, like, what do you see here? What do you think we, I guess, type of situation, which is still cool regardless that that relationship is there, considering, you know, that Gus was fired, him being back. I think it's just cool to see. And I'm excited about just all that momentum going into A Day for sure. But yeah, as far as basketball goes, like I said, the Troy guard's visiting this weekend. So I'm assuming he will be around the A Day, you know, entertainment as well. That's going to be interesting to see. I know we're still waiting to hear about the guy from Arizona with that do not.
Oh, gosh. I did not mean to press that.
Yeah,
I didn't even click my mouse. I think I just kicked a butt on my keyboard and it got it.
Wait, this is it basketball inner? Segment is okay, brought to you by Auburn.
Got it.
But
I didn't know it was the enter button.
Oh, well, there you go. But yeah, this basketball set is brought to you by Auburn. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm hoping we'll get some news soon in regards to getting those guys confirmed and in an Auburn uniform, because the, like we said yesterday, I think Graham said it, the portal is about to close. So we're on the cusp of the portal closing and there's no more spring portals going on. So go ahead and, you know, get your guys, and I hope we get who we need to get and have a better season going into basketball season. So I'm just glad we got Tahad and Overton back. I think those were the key people, overtime. And then let all the pieces fall into
play. Kevin Overtime.
Yeah, Kevin Overtime. Sorry. And Sway being back too is big. So, but yeah, other than that, I don't think I have anything else. You got anything? Nope. Cool. Yeah, if you like what you're listening to, what you're watching, please subscribe to The Barn and check out other podcasts like the one you're watching now, The Barn Social Hour. We also have the Top Button Podcast with Charlie Five, a.k.a. Kyle Rush. You have Village Vice with Zach Blackerby, Brad Law, and The Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, and occasionally Sonny DeShera. And real quick, because you know how I like to nerd out on here. And Grant, we talked about it off air, but if you haven't and you're a Star Wars fan, please go watch the new Maul show. You will not be disappointed. The two episodes they dropped yesterday, 3 and 4, the fourth episode, I told Graham this, I feel like ever since Disney took over Star Wars, they have some okay stuff. They'll have the best show I think they've had is Andor, and especially season 2. You had a little bit of the Clone Wars there. The last 4 episodes of that were bangers. But they'll occasionally have one episode of a certain season or something that comes out that is just absolute heat. The fourth episode,
Mandalorian's really good.
Do what?
I think Mandalorian's really good.
Mandalorian's good. The third season could have been better, but that's just me. But
first season, really good.
The first season's sick.
Whichever season Luke Skywalker came in and killed all those Death Troopers. Alert.
They've had time to watch it.
Bro, not for like 4 years. They better go watch. If they haven't watched it, that's on them.
It's like people being like, oh, I didn't know that Vader was like, it came out in 1980. I don't know.
You've had about 40 years to find that one out.
Oh, man. But yeah, again, go watch it. The fourth episode that came out yesterday was just, man, I can't wait. They left on a cliffhanger. Monday nights for me recently have been awesome with this new show out. So, but again, excited to see y'all for A-Day. I don't have anything else. Graham, you got anything? Cool. All right. Well, as always, thank you for watching and listening, and we will see you next time on The Barn Social Hour. As always, have a great rest of your night, and War Damn.
Goodbye.